It's easy to get caught up in thoughts which are unhelpful or cause us to feel distressed. This is especially true if you are suffering from fear of heights or other phobias. Fear situations or anxiety about having to confront your fears can prey upon your mind, and worry about experiencing the physical sensations of fear can be equally troubling. This tendency to dwell on unhelpful thoughts can cause us to waste a lot of time and mental energy, as well as causing a great deal of stress. This exercise has been designed to help you let go of thoughts as they come and go, and stop you getting unnecessarily hung up on negative thoughts about your fear of heights or other worries. We will go through two different versions of the same idea. One for people who find it easy to visualize images and mental pictures clearly, and one for those who find this more difficult. Take a second to position yourself comfortably, sitting upright with your legs flat on the floor, back straight and shoulders dropped. You may close your eyes or half close them and focus on a spot on the floor. Begin by becoming aware of your breathing, focusing on each intake and exhalation of breath, filling up and emptying your lungs completely. You don't need to control or change your rate of breathing, and you don't need to take big breaths of air. Your lungs will automatically take in as much as they need. Just become totally aware of this process and let it fill your mind. Follow the air as it enters your mouth and as it leaves again when you breathe out. Now, as you continue your breathing, picture yourself sitting in front of a beautiful stream. Try to fill your mental picture with as many details about the stream as you can. The sunlight on the surface, the sound of the rippling water, the rocks and stones at the bottom. As you focus on these details, you will see leaves floating on the water's surface, slowly drifting past you from left to right. One leaf after another. As you are doing this, you will find that thoughts pop into your head. Take each of these thoughts and place it on one of the leaves floating by. Then, watch as the leaf, with your thought on it, floats slowly down the stream and out of sight. Whatever your thought is, and whatever form it takes, picture, sound, word, or voice, simply put it on the leaf and let it go. Even if you find yourself thinking, "This isn't working," or "This is silly," Then take that thought, place it on one of the leaves, and let the stream carry it away. If you experience thoughts relating to your fear of heights, then do the exact same thing. Take that worry about the situation that comes to mind, or a memory of the physical sensations that being in a high place made you feel, and put them on a leaf. Each one as they appear, and watch as they disappear. If they come back, simply set them on a new leaf and let them flow from left to right, out of your field of view. If you are having difficulty visualizing the stream or keeping yourself in this mental picture, a simple aversion is to imagine a moving black strip in front of you, like a conveyor belt. Place your thoughts onto the conveyor belt and let it take them out of sight. That's all there is to it. Putting your thoughts wherever they are, onto a stream or black strip, and letting them float on by. Don't worry if no thoughts or images come to you. Just keep visualizing the stream or the black strip in front of you, and whenever a thought does appear, no matter how trivial, put it on a leaf or the strip and send it on its way. Every now and then, a particularly intrusive thought might take you out of the exercise. That's fine. Your mind naturally wanders. As soon as you notice this has happened, gently shift your thoughts back to the exercise. You might find your thoughts continuously wandering away from the exercise and onto other things. This is nothing to worry about. Don't rebuke yourself or get frustrated. Everyone has random thoughts that pop into their heads. We are learning to take control of them and let them come and go. If you find yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or even, "I don't see the point in this," then treat these thoughts like any other thought and put them onto leaves on the stream. Likewise, if fearful thoughts about heights or unpleasant sensations enter your mind, just let them come and put them calmly on the leaves and let them disappear. And now, as we end the exercise, draw your mind away from the stream and back to your own breathing. Focus your mind on the sensations of your body, on the breath entering and leaving your lungs, on the position of your body on the chair, your feet on the floor, the sensations of your arms, legs, and head. Congratulate yourself on completing a difficult and important exercise. The more you practice this technique, the better you will become at letting go of your thoughts as they come and go. Even the distressing ones about your fear of heights.